With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Mayor Tim Keller says his past experience is helping him navigate Albuquerque City Hall. The mayor decided to pursue public service before graduating from Del Norte High School. And although he's only 40, he's served in the state legislature, as state auditor, and in between, a year in Cambodia and managing finances for various New Mexico tribal governments. But Albuquerque has a lot of challenges, Keller says. One of the biggest is the police department's obligation to reform its practices. In 2014, the U.S. Department of Justice ordered APD to stop using excessive and sometimes deadly force, especially against people with mental health challenges.
And so we are going to do everything we can to get these reforms done. And then also, you know, take control of our city because we've earned the right to again. And so we're very much committed to that. And I think it has been literally, the monitor said it was a 180 degree change from what it was before. So the intent is now there, but we've got a long ways to go. And I know we're going to get it done as fast as we possibly can, but I also know it's going to be a while. But Albuquerque is going to honor why the DOJ is here, conceptually and literally.
Keller notes the state's police training academy is changing its curriculum and including reform recommendations like training officers to deal differently with mentally challenged people. So far, the reform effort has cost the city several million dollars.
So one of the things that's taken the longest to deal with is just all the policy rewriting and different documentation that we need to do. And a lot of that's related to the shortage at APD.
Ironically, it was an officer shortage under former Mayor Martin Chavez that resulted in relaxed standards for new recruits. That lower bar, some observers say, created the culture of excessive use of force that the department is now under the gun to correct. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.